Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1860, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And with that, let's hear today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Hi. Can you tell us about magnesium supplements, use for sleep, muscle cramps, and what type is best? Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question. Now, it's funny, last year during the holidays, my family and I were all sitting around the table enjoying our holiday meal when the topic of magnesium, of all things, came up. Someone at the table swore that supplementing with a specific form of magnesium helped them recover from some chronic back pain they were experiencing. Most studies did not find that magnesium helps relieve back pain. So when I relayed this information to this particular family member that brought it up, you can imagine they weren't very happy. Hey, in my defense, I didn't want anyone else walking away believing something that isn't true. Anywho, I'll get back to your specific question about magnesium and whether it can help relieve muscle cramping and improve sleep in a moment. But as I usually do, I'll start at the top and talk about what magnesium actually is. Magnesium is a mineral and serves many important functions in the body. It's been estimated that magnesium is involved in over 300 metabolic processes in the body, ranging from helping us build muscle, making sure our bones are strong and healthy, helping us manage our blood sugar, even keeping our blood pressure in check. Now, it does differ slightly for those that were born genetically male versus those that were born genetically female. So for those assigned a female gender at birth and without a chronic condition, somewhere between 310 to 360 milligrams of magnesium per day is recommended. For those assigned a male gender at birth and without a chronic condition, the recommendation is between 400 and 420 milligrams per day. So one question is, do most people actually meet these daily magnesium recommendations? According to some data sources, yes. Others say no. Clear as mud, right? The problem is these data are often based on surveys. For example, researchers will mail a survey to a bunch of people that have agreed to be in their study. One of the survey questions will ask something like, how often do you consume green leafy vegetables? How often do you consume almonds? How often do you consume black beans? All of these foods, by the way, are high in magnesium. So by asking about their intakes of these foods specifically, they can determine whether folks are getting enough magnesium in their diets. The problem is, people often can't accurately remember how often they consume these foods. I'm a dietitian, and I can't remember what I ate 3 days ago, let alone try and accurately report how often I consume magnesium-rich foods. So it's common for people to forget how often they consume certain foods, and they may over or underestimate their intakes. Another way to help determine whether folks are getting enough nutrients in their diets is to have them go in for a blood test. For example, it's common for doctors to run a blood test that looks at vitamin D levels because we're learning that many adults living in the US are vitamin D deficient. Unfortunately, with magnesium, we can't run a simple blood test to see if you're deficient. This is because there's actually not a whole lot of magnesium floating around in the bloodstream. Instead, it's sitting inside our cells, like in our muscle cells and in our bones. Unless we were to remove some of your muscle cells or your skeletal structure to see how much magnesium you've stored up, we really don't know whether you're deficient. So, how common is a magnesium deficiency, really? Well, according to the National Institutes of Health, most otherwise healthy adults probably get enough magnesium each day. This is because it's found in so many of the foods we eat regularly. Certain groups are more likely to have magnesium deficiency. For example, those folks that are on medications that prevent magnesium from being absorbed by the gut. Also, those with GI disorders like Crohn's disease or active ulcerative colitis or celiac disease, and those with type 2 diabetes. Some older adults may not be getting enough magnesium also, but much of that depends on their diet. When it comes to magnesium and sleep, researchers have found that in older adults, meaning 65 years of age or older, with insomnia, it may help them fall asleep faster. But these researchers are also quick to point out that magnesium supplements didn't seem to improve quality of sleep. When it comes to reducing leg cramps, treatments applied directly to the skin might be helpful. These are often referred to as topical treatments, and these can include oils, lotions, or creams that contain magnesium, and again, are directly applied to the skin. According to one of my favorite sites, consumerlab.com, people have reported experiencing fewer instances of leg cramping at night, but the researchers couldn't tell if this was simply due to a placebo effect, meaning the belief that the product would help made the users think they were experiencing less leg cramping. Now, as you're hearing, magnesium can be found in various forms. When strolling down the aisle of your local pharmacy, for example, you may encounter a product called milk of magnesia. This is an over-the-counter laxative. The word magnesia is in reference to, yep, magnesium. So if you ingest too much magnesium, it can act as a laxative. Milk of magnesia is often found as a liquid and is in the form of magnesium hydroxide specifically. So that leads me to this next topic, the fact that magnesium supplements can also be found in various forms, like what I just mentioned, magnesium hydroxide. You could also find magnesium as magnesium oxide or magnesium chloride or magnesium gluconate or magnesium citrate or magnesium orotate, and so on. According to consumerlab.com, magnesium oxide may not be absorbed as well as some of the others, like magnesium citrate or magnesium chloride. Now, possibly because it's not as well absorbed, the downside to magnesium oxide is that it may be more likely to act as a laxative. When it comes to the studies on magnesium and sleep, like the ones I just mentioned, guess which form was found to help older individuals fall asleep faster? Yep. Magnesium oxide, the one that may act also as a laxative. Go figure. So, should you take a magnesium supplement for sleep and muscle cramping? Well, when it comes to sleep, if you're an adult over the age of 65 and suffer from insomnia, you may want to consider a magnesium supplement. Researchers have found that specifically, 250 milligrams of magnesium oxide given twice per day, so a total of 500 milligrams per day, seem to be most helpful. So this is something you can talk about with your doctor. For muscle cramping, trying a topical formula and applying it to the areas of the body experiencing those muscle cramps may help, if you believe it will help. But it is unlikely that taking an oral supplement like magnesium oxide for sleep will also help relieve leg cramps. Luckily though, it is possible to consume enough magnesium through your diet alone. The foods that are great sources of magnesium include nuts like almonds, peanuts, and cashews, beans, soy products like edamame, tofu, and soy milk, green leafy vegetables like spinach, avocado, whole grain breads, and dairy products. So you can see a lot of the common foods we eat are pretty good sources of magnesium. Now for me, my daily afternoon snack is about a quarter to half a cup of almonds, peanuts, and cashews, and that alone would get me halfway to my 400 milligram daily goal.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your audio question. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want your voice played on the podcast, like today's listener, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. If you don't like your message, you can cancel it, you can delete it, and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.